Until 1999, there wasn't a library in Thorne Bay, says Friends of the Library chair Karen Peterson.
We used to get all of our books and videos and magazines in the mail from the state library out of Juneau.
Thorne Bay's first library was set up in a former Ketchikan Pulp Company office building along the waterfront. Around 2005, the library moved into an old trailer that had previously housed a school in Naugatie, and ever since, it's been a goal of the community to improve the library. Peterson says that libraries used to be funded with state resources, but that's changed.
The state of Alaska, you know, for the last 7 or 8 years has not had a lot of money, and there hasn't been any funding through the state for public libraries.
And so through bake sales and auditions and raffle tickets and campaigns, the community raised $160,000 for a new building. Peterson says they set their eyes on a modular style building with about 30% more space than the current library.
You know, with the old Naugatie school building, one half of the library was the children's area. Reference was in the hallway. The Alaska material was in the bathroom. And in the other room was the adult and adult fiction and computer area. So definitely we increased our space. And it's actually purpose-built space, right? It's built to be a library. So it looks like a library. It feels like a library.
But she says it was hard to find a company willing to take on the task of designing it and getting it to Alaska. That was until January of last year, when Timberland Homes in Auburn, Washington took on the job. But then they saw the quote from Timberland. It came in $100,000 higher than what the community had raised. So Peterson says the Friends of the Library started calling around for more help.
But we called Rasmussen Foundation, and they were really impressed with the amount of money that we had raised so far, and they said they could help us with the difference plus a little bit for shipping.
So in early October, the building was loaded onto a barge and shipped from Washington to Thorne Bay in two pieces. Peterson says it was barged in during a storm. Once it arrived, she says it was a community effort to transfer everything from the old building. Even Thorne Bay's basketball team pitched in to move all the shelves and books in the library's collection. Then, finally, the library was ready to open its doors. On a stormy Saturday, Peterson says some 60 people turned out for the grand opening.
We had folks from Thorne Bay, visitors to the community, and folks from other communities on the island there. So it was great.
The Thorne Bay Library is opened for business and staffed by volunteers. Peterson says people can sit and use the free internet connection on the covered porch while the building is closed. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Reagan Miller.